Mason Neal, I'm talking with Kemper Knights head football coach Ryan Steinkamp. Ryan, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mason.
So you guys, obviously, a pretty successful year last year and then had a little bit off. What did you guys do during kind of the offseason or summertime to start getting prepared for this next year?
Yeah, no, the first thing we do is we encourage our kids to, get out for as many sports and activities as possible. We want our kids competing year-round, playing different things, too, and then, make sure we hit the weights hard this summer and, really just focus on working hard and getting back to basics, nothing too fancy.
And then kind of for you guys this year, kind of piggybacking off of last year, you guys have a lot of expectation this year. For you guys, though, in kind of your mind, are you more of a kind of block out the noise type of team, or are you guys going to kind of embrace that kind of expectation this year?
No, we're about ourselves type team. We focus on each opponent, one game, one play, one thing at a time.
And then looking at your guys' schedule this year, you're getting the new district and kind of being able to go see different teams this year. How'd you like to see that district?
Yeah, it's definitely it's going to be a tough district. Some really good coaches, some really good teams and players. With good tradition, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a challenge week in and week out too, and we'll bring our best and do it. Definitely, coaches got to work hard on scouting and just put our players in the best position possible.
And to kind of focus now on the players, who are going to be your guys that are going to step up this year, or who's kind of some of the guys returning for you this year?
Yeah, we just got some good experience. Brock Bating at quarterback. You had Jaron Huffman, Braxton Benami, Griffin Glenn, Brian Alford. And there too, those are the guys that, did a lot of great things for us last year and have worked hard for this upcoming season. Lineman-wise, returned a good nucleus of guys. Now, they've been working really hard in there, guys like Reese Dagger, Lucas Steele, Press Fanami, Connor Keneally. Just a lot of guys that, have done a great job of stepping up and excited to see them play some football this fall.
And then for your guys' just sets-wise, both offensive and defensively, is there anything that's kind of changed or is a lot of that going to be similar for you this year?
We kind of focus on us. Went back and watched film. A lot of it was just more like just coaching technique, and getting the guys in the right position and understanding that the how, what, where, and why on certain type of things. A lot of it is mistakes we made. It's just maybe we had the wrong technique or our eyes in the wrong spot. So it's just really fine tuning and coaching the kids up.
And then for the team as well, you talked about some of the guys that are returning. Is there some kids that are going to be stepping up and maybe some underclassmen that will be filling in for you guys this year?
Yeah. The young guys have been doing a great job so far this fall. I'm really excited about some of the guys, like Ethan Gifford, Ryan Lucas. There's just some other guys that have done a really nice job of, putting that time and effort in. It's some of the kids, they'll be ready to contribute on special teams or be a backup and just, the coaches have done a really good job this year, too, of just coaching all of our younger kids, helping develop them and putting time into them.
And then you guys are about a week into practice. You've had about a day of pads as well. Is there anything that you've seen that you're kind of excited for when it comes to practice-wise?
Just the guys' intent. They've been very coachable, too. There's not a lot of ego on our team. All the guys care about the team first, and they've been very coachable, and they've been challenging each other, too. We talk about competing, you want our best on best too. So we've had a lot of guys just getting after it, and then between the whistles they go hard, but then they get along well afterwards. That's always what you want to see.
And then I'm looking at your guys' schedule. You guys have a scrimmage at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson coming up on Friday. What does that scrimmage mean to you?
It's just a great way to evaluate our guys and just get film on them too. There's never before week one. You have a few question marks, a few spots. It's something kids know. There's no pressure. Just get out and play, and just see if you can play fast and have fun out there. So it's a good way for us coaches to kind of get warmed up to test all the technology, all that stuff, it'll definitely be a lot of fun.
And then I know you guys have talked about on the interview here, taking it one game at a time, worrying about that one play at a time, but looking kind of big scale here, have you guys talked about many of the goals or what you guys want to do this year?
Yeah, we start with our goals. Our main goals are within the system. We talk about all the being above the line, taking care of the ball too. We have our everyday goals type deal, and then those kind of lead into the other goals about certain wins or whatever it may be too. But with us, we know that nothing can be accomplished until we take care of the little things too. So we focus on little goals. We always talk about the little goals, take care of them every single day. Those will work towards the big goals.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. We wish you the best of luck with the young season.
Awesome. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.